Commentator Carlos Overstreet says bullying was part of daily life at his public middle school in Los Angeles.
Being tall, chunky, and smart makes me stand out in a crowd, so I've always been picked on. I was even more of a target because my dad was a counselor at my middle school. Some of the students that my dad had disciplined would take it out on me. Kids teased me no matter what I did, because I raised my hand to answer questions, or because I didn't know an answer, because I didn't sag my pants, or because my hair was too long. In my 7th grade history class, almost everyone made me their target. They'd put me down, swear at me, or jack stuff from my backpack. I'd just sit in the back of the class and keep my head down. I did the best I could to find something positive in school, like playing the clarinet in the band and hanging out with a small group of friends that I trusted. I tried to help out other kids who got teased, but when I saw someone swinging at someone at the basketball court, I tried to stop him, but I just got punched in the stomach. I even tried something stupid as teasing someone myself, a kid who had made fun of me many times before. When he once got locked outside of class for leaving when he wasn't supposed to, some kids started laughing at him, and I joined in. But he later attacked me in the hallway, and we got into a fight. My dad found out, and I got in trouble. I didn't tell my dad what was happening because everyone would think I was a snitch. Plus, it would start a cycle of revenge, so I didn't say anything for a long time. By the end of 8th grade, I was at my breaking point. All the teasing really got to me. I wanted to beat somebody up or something. I thought that there was nothing to look forward to. For a class assignment, my English teacher asked us to write about something that had an impact on us. I wrote about being bullied. I wrote, "I have been picked at too long, and I fear that I will explode." I remembered everything that had happened to me. How could people be so mean and evil, I thought, and I started sobbing. Just then, my dad passed by my room, and he caught me crying. He asked me what's wrong. I told him to go read what was on my computer. He was shocked and tried to comfort me. The next morning, as my parents were getting ready to go to work, my dad showed my mom what I had written. They said that they had wished I had come to them sooner for help. They moved me to a private school. I feel safer now at my new school. It's smaller, teachers are always around, and there are more guys who care about school. This year I'm taking honors classes and playing in the golf team. I wrote an article about what I had gone through, and many teachers at my old public school told my dad that they were sorry about what had happened. They said that they were surprised that the bullying was going on. My history teacher came up to my dad and apologized. He said he should have known. My teachers hadn't seen the bullying, but for me, it was all too obvious.
The comments of Carlos Overstreet, who is 15 years old. He also wrote about being bullied for LA Youth Magazine.